Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Steve Sipple out today. He's back tomorrow. Bill Bush, Jake Sorens with you. We will have the governor on, Jim Pillen, in about a half hour today. Looking forward to that. Bill, how are you on this fine Thursday morning without Sip to your right?
Yeah, Miss Sip being here right there, but we have a great show ahead, so press on as usual, Jake.
We have to press on.
Yes, have to press on. So, yeah, very fired up like that. The week has been odd, just with the Monday and just everything going on. Bob forgot my trash today. They had to be out. I was off. I caught it as I was driving out this morning early to come down and catch up with you guys. So We're all good to go with that.
Okay.
And yes, very, very fortunate to have the governor of the state of Nebraska stopping in later in studio.
Yes, we are bummed that Sip is not here, but he will be back tomorrow. By the way, we are aware the FM is down, so if you're listening to us, if you can't hear us, please find us on the video stream. We have Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, also Allo961, or of course, we are on the mobile app and online stream as well. So everything besides the FM at this exact moment, we are on.
Working diligently. Right now, there's a panic across the state.
There
are people right now wondering what is going on as they're trying to listen to us on the radio.
Now,
we'll do everything we can to get that straight. But I will say this. Ben and Jake have been on top of this since I arrived this morning.
Well, I'd like to give our IT guy a shout out. He's been on the phone since, I think, 3:30 a.m. trying to figure out the problem. Texted him. He's like, hey, FM's down. I was like, yeah, I know. I've been talking to them for 2 hours. So there's an issue we're trying to resolve. So we're on top of it. We're working on it, but we're on every other stream
besides the FM. We're still in all 50 states.
We are. Yes.
We're still in all 50 states and multiple countries.
If you're listening in Maine, you would have no idea because you can't hear FM up there. It's just video or stream. It's great.
So, and we still have our people together. There's no doubt about
that. We do. The people are here with us. So thank you. You guys always can call or text 402-464-5685 to be part of the show. Anything you have for idle chit chat from yesterday, Bill?
Gosh, my day yesterday was really busy, but nothing too great for idle chit chat.
Oh, come on. There's always something from you for idle chit chat.
Nothing too great. Probably the one thing that stood out was I had a detailed message here, which I'm going to refer back to right now.
All right.
And this is from, I've talked about this gentleman several times, and he's the authority.
Okay.
He is, and he actually is the authority. I'm sure that Governor Pillen would agree that Bert Lingenfelder is the authority on all corn harvest. And so he sent me a text at that. Sorry about not getting back to you the other day. He said right away, general rule in Northeast Nebraska. This is Northeast Nebraska. It covers the whole state, though. As you go to the state fair and come home, so you come from the state fair,
okay,
you cut silage, then do high moisture corn. Your goal is to be done by Thanksgiving.
Okay.
People have, sometimes people have too much going on, so they tailor their hybrids to start earlier. Interstate 80 belt is 10 days ahead of Northeast Nebraska. The bulk of the harvest is still in October.
Well, there you go.
There we go. From Bert Lingenfelter, the voice of reason in corn harvest.
I'm not trying to push back. Bert knows a lot. But I know some people in Beatrice sent me pictures yesterday that they were out in the field.
Well, there's a different type. There's different phases of what's
what
being done.
That's what needs to be known here.
That's what needs to be known like that. And
here,
I was talking about the singular phase of the... Yes, there's a different part right there of what's going on. So it's very much laid out.
There we go.
Laid out.
We had to get that the details there. I mean, nobody's completely wrong. There's different phases here. Yes. But thank you to Bert for pointing
that's my idle chit chat.
That's great. You know what's good today, Bill, is that there's football back, and it's going to sound like this tonight. Yeah.
It's a great sound, isn't it?
At 7:20 p.m. on NBC or Peacock, if you want to watch it that way, Ravens at the Chiefs kicking off the 2024-25 NFL regular season.
I'm going to give NFL some credit here just for having the game on NBC, because in the past it's been Amazon,
yeah,
or it's been some sort of bizarre way to get the game. So I like this a lot better. It's much easier when I talk to my dad also. It's like, it's on that, just on NBC.
So it's on Amazon. Is that an app? That's a website,
so
right?
They can get Amazon too. There's a lot of work to it. And then my sister has to get involved, and that happens. So this one's very simple. My mom loves watching the Chiefs. She's a big Patrick Mahomes fan.
Well, that's smart.
So they'll be watching that. So that is good. I get semi-excited just because of the game. I think it's a really good game.
Yes.
And one of my best friends, Dennis Johnson, is coaching the D-line for the Ravens.
Okay.
And so that's a big thing to follow what they're doing. So, yeah, I wouldn't say overly excited. I'd much rather see a college football game.
I know.
That'd be in general. Or the Dolphins playing, just to see the highs and lows of you.
Potential agony that I'm in during the game.
Because when things aren't going well, we do enjoy texting you, Jay.
Yes. I can see you on Sunday looking at the bottom line, seeing Dolphins are down 21-3 to Jacksonville, saying, oh boy, Jake, are we okay? Are we watching the game? I would say, you know, I'm watching the game, and you know that I'm not all right.
Will you be going to Brewski's?
I assume Brewski's would be in play for Sunday. Now,
What about tonight?
No, not Brewski's. No,
okay.
No, busy tonight. I will watch this game probably in the second half. We get busy tonight, but we'll.
You have an event.
We got an event. Yeah.
You and Elizabeth.
No, there's a staff meeting tonight. So
gotcha. Okay. I have been made aware of that?
Well, I thought maybe they're in the email, but maybe not.
Emails are hard for me.
Yeah, emails are tough.
Yeah, emails are hard.
It's just the way it is. Yeah. It's tough. But yeah, looking forward to NFL. Also, again, tomorrow night, NFL in Brazil, Eagles Packers.
Give the NFL credit on these unique days. They pick some really good games.
It is the first time NFL will be played in Brazil. Mexico a couple times now in the last few years, but this is the first time in Brazil an NFL game will be played. So curious, the crowd in Brazil, how many fans travel from Green Bay or Philly versus just people in Brazil going to the game? But you never know how it's going to go in the first time in a new country.
Yeah, like I said... The setup that they have with the outreach to the other countries by the NFL has been brilliant. The Jags have been brilliant with what they're doing across the pond, basically. So that's really cool what they're getting done. That's just a plus, because right now when you read about all the things that are going on in the UK with flag football now, and they call it jag ball. And so it's just the sport and the emphasis is picking up. There's several podcasts over there that are just in the UK that is just about college football also. So it's really cool how the sport has picked up. And they don't play the sport, and yet the interest in it has really picked up.
Well, that's good. You're trying to grow the sport to be international. I think with the popularity that football is in America, you already think it is international, but it's really not. I mean, again, like you said, sport, different countries are growing by the year, but it is not an international sport.
It is not an international sport, but the interest is rising all the time. So it's very cool. And the NFL has done a great job with it.
By the way, on YouTube, someone's chiming in saying they're enjoying your Oilers hat today, Bill.
That's idle chit-chat.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I've never in my life been stopped and had someone say, cool hat, in my life.
Ever?
Ever. I wore this hat almost to and both coming in and going and coming back from Utah. I had a minimum of 30 people. Right? Whoa, sweet hat. That's incredible. Where'd you find that hat? I've never had comments before, ever. I got stopped at least 30 times. People on the plane, people in the airport, on the side. I'm at the sideline of the game. People are stopping me. Referees are walking by and pointing at my hat. And so that was pretty cool.
Well, it's a very loud color.
It's a loud color.
You don't see a light blue hat very often. And it's the Oilers logo. It's regal. Yeah. I mean, and you don't walk around sports shops in Lincoln or anywhere and find an Oilers hat.
You don't find him. So I'm so thankful. AJ.
My golfing partner, Sip's friend growing up from Columbus. A big part of the show.
Big part of the show. And thank you, AJ. It's just been, I should have texted him right away when I got back because it's common. It's common to get that. And it's, like I said, breakers again come through.
Yes, they do. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at RenewYourAuto.com. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to RenewYourAuto.com. They do everything from body shop, ceramic coatings, window tintings, spray and bed liners, and more. RenewYourAuto.com. Call or text 402-833-3858. All right, Bill, we are 2 days away from Nebraska, Colorado. We couldn't hear because the FM was down, but somebody is texting in saying that the show before us, Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio, were talking about that game and the quarterback battle. So this is a national story. This is a big story, Nebraska, Colorado. And neither team's ranked, but there's obviously a lot of history between them both. Last year, the 36-14 Colorado win, that was personal per Deion Sanders and the victory for the Buffaloes. The question I have for you is this, and listeners, it's 402-464-5685. How important is a win against Colorado for the patience of fans going forward? I ask that because Mitch Sherman, friend of the show, friend of yours.
Mitch does an incredible job. Big fan of Mitch.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him on the phone for a little bit. We text, we keep in touch. Always been very kind to me. And with what he does, like I said, with the Athletic, just check him out. He's really, really good.
He wrote that this game is a, quote, watershed moment for Nebraska and its fans, saying, quote, whose mettle has been put to a test by repeated disappointment. This fan base, Bill, is ready to break out. I mean, it's going to be a jacked up crowd on Saturday night. If they were to win, it will be raucous in the city of Lincoln, not just Saturday, but Sunday as well. But if they lose, I don't want to go through that again. So again, I'm curious, how important is a win for the patience of this fan base and their belief in Matt Rhule going forward?
No, it's big. I mean, there's no reason to say it's not. It's like, well, you know what? It's still where we're at. No, it's big. Just because of it's one of the true natural rivalries that's happened with, you know, Nebraska went through a tough time when they lost Oklahoma as a rivalry game, and Colorado did a great job with where they were at with it. So there's history to this game that goes back way back, and so that's really cool being in the old Big Eight together. So that part makes a big piece of this, but just the buildup of it, as Prime said,
why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
You know, they came in together at the same time, so there's no way that you don't ever compare Colorado and Nebraska at the same time when the coaching staffs took over on the, at the exact same time. So that always comes in, and there's so much, like we talked about, I don't know if there's anyone who gets more attention than Colorado.
Right.
They were a 4-8 team last year, and they get attention as if they were 12-0 because of just the buildup and the anticipation that they have built. And Colorado deserves great credit for that, to be on the forefront of every conversation, and they were 4-8. So give them a lot of credit. And then they started really hot last year. But you know, it's a big moment for Nebraska football. They need this win, like you said, just to show the progress. And also the part that stands out, you know, last year, I'll say at worst it was 50-50. I think Nebraska probably in the end had the better team last year. They just had some things that go wrong in the turnover category. They clearly have the better team this year, in my opinion. And so that also makes it a point of like, this is really important for us to win this because we do have veterans up front where Mass kicks ass.
Yes, Mass kicks ass. And we're hoping Nebraska can prove that the UTEP game where they were dominant on both sides of the lines can be the same thing in Colorado. Now, we hadn't had much material to use from players or coaches this week. It's been pretty quiet from Matt Rhule, Deion Sanders in terms of let's get this place riled up. Mekhi Bear, Nebraska linebacker, had a quote 2 days ago. We didn't read this yesterday.
Did the quote, was it from an interview?
Yes, or? He was doing like a side session at the press conference.
Okay.
So Tuesday, it was Satterfield, it was Tony White, and then some players spoke. Monday, it was just Matt Rhule. Tuesday, okay. Some players, including Mekhi Bear. Now, I got the audio of the quote that Mitch Sherman put out there that is going viral on Twitter.
Viral, I love that
one. Here's Mekhi Bear on the Colorado game from Tuesday.
Hit him hard from the start. Kickoff, I'm going to be running down on kickoff. You see me down there. They're going to need 2 guys to block me. I want them to know that. Hit them hard from the start. Kickoff. I'm going to be running down on kickoff. You see me down there. They're going to need 2 guys to block me. I want them to know that. That's how we coming down there. You're going to need, you got to have Tavion. You got Gage Thing. You got a lot of guys who come down there with a hot head, ready to attack everything. This team is hungry. We put in a lot of work this offseason. We worked our tails off. for another team to come in here, think that they're going to run through us or it's going to be sweet. Good luck to them. Wish them the best.
Good luck to them. Wish them the best. If they think they're going to come here and run through us, they're not going to get that. It's basically what Bear was saying in that statement. I know it's kind of hard to hear. It wasn't the best audio. But the point was said that they're not scared. And Nebraska has not given much ammunition in terms of material of words, but that was Bear saying, I don't care if we haven't said anything. We feel confident in what we're doing here. We're not scared of Colorado.
Yeah, I don't put much into it. It will be mentioned at some point, probably through Colorado. There's always a little bit of that. I'm so anti that that's going to be what flips the game one way or the other. what someone said on a Tuesday,
right?
It's going to come down to how you perform on the field and the physicality up front and how well you play. And so those things, it doesn't mean a lot. It's like when someone guarantees a victory or any of those things. That doesn't mean a lot to me. The question is always, you do want a lot of you'd like to have your players kind of in line with whatever the head coach wanted to be done or the message that wanted to be sent through anything that is said. And so whatever that is, like I said, I have no idea. But I don't see much into it. I don't think that's going to be, after the game like that. What was the difference? Well, we had this conversation or Colorado. upset Nebraska because of what was said on a Tuesday.
Absolutely. You're right. From Twitter, someone says this is a big game because they need to show they can beat very beatable teams despite it being Colorado. It also shows two different teams building in two different ways.
Yeah, there is. It's different. There's no doubt about that. And there's been a lot that is different. And right now, a team you would not want to play would be Ole Miss. They're really good. And I believe they were like in the high 40s in turnover. I mean, their turnover was high. It was just below Colorado, just below. But you don't hear much about that. You don't hear much about Ole Miss because of the team they have put together at the time. And they're returning enough veterans and their quarterback's back, who's a veteran. But they're, like I said, that'd be a tough team to play right now. And they're doing it differently. So when you're doing it differently, doesn't make it wrong.
Right.
There's just different ways that you do it. But it is two extremes. With Nebraska and Colorado, with how things have been done.
Well, I mean, Nebraska has added themselves two receivers in Nayor and Banks that were critical in the game. Obviously, Dante Daldell, of course, had the opening drive, the great drive that led to a touchdown. He was important there. I mean, you've added pieces that are very important, but it's not, the full full 2-year transformation that Deion has been doing in Colorado. And again, they started off 3-0 last year with all these changes. They were 3-0. It fell apart. They went 4-8. But who's to say that this will fall apart on them this year? There's no guarantee they'll go 4-8 again. They could be 6-6. They could be a decent team year.
And it's such coach speak, but it one thing that all the coaches will say that it is true. Your biggest improvement is from game 1 to 2. So there's a big improvement between that time. So to see when Colorado takes a hard look at themselves on film and what can they do, and then how much can they get better? What can they fix during 1 week? Then Nebraska will have to be able to do the exact same thing. There'll be things in that game that guarantee you that they're like, well, this needs to be better. We need to be able to execute this better. And also things are on film. So you actually get a chance to look at your opponent. And so that's always interesting in the coach perspective of what you're looking at and then what can change. And so that will be that some of your best coaching is during this week right now.
I think about, again, I look forward to Sunday or Monday. If Nebraska were to win this game, get to 2-0, we talk about, hey, all this conversation about, hey, there's a 7-0 start for Nebraska possible, which is possible. I'm not looking ahead that far because weird things happen. We've said off the air that this is not Nebraska's toughest game in the first 7 games. It's tough, but Illinois could be a problem. Purdue could be a problem on the road. Rutgers, Indiana could be a problem. So, I mean, this is one of several games that are losable for Nebraska, but it's the belief from the fans and the players themselves who have been through rough starts really the last couple of years that could really fire this thing up more than it has for a while.
I agree. Like I said, it's going to be, I think now the fun part is just like, instead of being stressed or worried about it, just embrace it, enjoy it. If you're going to be if you're going to be in town, like that, this is going to be an incredible vibe. It's going to be a lot of fun to have that. That'll start today. There'll be a completely different feel tomorrow and tomorrow night. And it hasn't had that feel for a long, long time to have this type of atmosphere. And again, for those of you who don't like what, Coach Prime has done at Colorado, or you or something like that, just embrace it, because of that, that's why this game is so big. That's why this game has all the attention. That's why Maggie and Perloff were talking about the game on their show this morning, is because of what's going on in Colorado. And that's what will make the stadium, you know, outstanding on Saturday.
Now, for you, Bill, again, you were with a wonderful, fantastic team in 2019 at LSU. Now, this is it's a different situation because LSU was performing at a very high level. But when LSU beat Alabama that year, a team that had been dominating college football for a long time, the belief was there from LSU, but what did that game, winning that game, do even further to the belief of what that team could do?
It does, because the game was at Alabama, so it was obviously it was a big deal to be able to get over the hump with that. It does. Your belief was always really is really high. That team was so special that their belief was high no matter what. It wasn't a big change from the Alabama game, but the big change was just being together for that year prior to that when we won the Fiesta Bowl. But it does change. When you win a game like that, it does help you. And like you said, to play big in those big moments is really, really important.
So we'll see. Again, we a lot of people on YouTube are saying it's a culture war. It's going to be insane from Genghis Khan. Fans have to be a big part of this game. Student section as well. Jared's calling for a no-sit Saturday on YouTube, on Facebook.
I like that.
That was a big thing for basketball a couple times. We have not seen that, I guess, in football before, a no-sit Saturday. But I'm down with that. Saturday night game.
It is different. You know, football is different than in basketball, as far as you really can affect the game, because you can affect the offensive line or the potential of your pass rush. You can affect things with noise. You know, they're going to have a plan of how they're going to get everything done, but it's hard. If you think back in the day, Jake, you wouldn't have remembered this. Sip would remember this. I would, where the quarterback would walk up under center, and then he would turn around and look to the referee and say, they can't hear me. And the referees would try to quiet the crowd. True. They would try to what are we doing?
Yeah.
But that was a thing, because they're going, the quarterback's like, they can't hear me. It's too loud. They have to quiet the crowd. Now it's like, yeah, that's been thrown out for about 10 to 15 years now. But that literally happened. And so the difference now is, like, the crowd is a big, big factor. On third downs, it's a big factor, and where it really is a factor is because you can get an extra jump in pass rush where the tackles or the guards are not quite ready, and they're going to have a system of how they're going to be. That'd be one of the first things I'm going to watch, is what is their system? Is it going to be just a leg kick and then the ball's going to be snapped? A lot of times the O-linemen will hold hands sometimes, because when they drop hands, that's, you can't stay held.
Right.
You can have held hands, and you drop hands when the ball's been snapped with it, or there's going to be a time where the guard turns around and he looks at the quarterback, and then he turns and he taps the center, and then that's when the ball is snapped. And so it'll be fun to see what their plan is for the noise.
We're about to take an early break, because I see our guest, the governor,
nice,
Jim Pillen's in the studio. But before that, Bill, I know Sip's usually the one that is starving at this point of the day, but you and I are probably a little hungry right now too. You know,
I'm hungry.
Breakfast time.
I am.
I would think that if you or me were looking to get some breakfast, we might head over to Early Bird. Is that right?
Well, it depends if you want to try to get in there quick or you want to park a long ways away. If you want to park a long ways away and not be able to have smothered food, then I'd go someplace else. But if you want the best breakfast ever, that's where you go.
How about breakfast burritos?
Are you kidding me?
Chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
It's smothered. They've got, of course, cinnamon roll pancakes and, of course, the world famous hash holes.
They're going to be so busy this
early
weekend.
Early Bird. Yeah, it's going to be packed. Today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. They're open 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 19th and K. Also spots in Omaha and Iowa as well.
Jamie has overstaffed. Means they're ready for it. It's like, hey, listen, we understand what the volume is going to happen. We are ready for it. Bring it. So they have multiple extra personnel ready to go for this weekend.
Tons of parking.
Start tomorrow.
Right by the
start tomorrow.
19th and K, Early Break. When we come back, the governor, Jim Pillen, in studio with us next on Early Break here on The Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.